AP News for Friday, August 19th. I'm Tim McGuire. Former Vice President Mike Pence travels to the Iowa State Fair. AP's Norman Hall has this.
In an interview with the Associated Press at the Iowa State Fair, Pence said to his knowledge, his team did not retain any classified information when he left office. Regarding the investigation into former President Trump's handling of classified material, Pence said Attorney General Merrick Garland has to come forward with all the information supporting the search of Trump's Florida estate. Pence said he was deeply troubled by the search. He said the administration had previously endured what he called FBI politicization. Pence says there should be unprecedented transparency and that the public has a right to know the justification for the search. I'm Norman Hall.
Earlier this week, Pence traveled to New Hampshire. Both states are early contest in the 2024 presidential race. A Michigan state judge rules county prosecutors cannot enforce a 1931 law banning abortion. The ruling follows the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Judge Jacob Cunningham.
Subjecting providers to criminal penalty for medical care that was available, not to mention safe, as the testimony suggested, safer than pregnancy itself, without any justification from the state for doing so, simply does not pass constitutional muster under our state's constitution.
A ballot initiative in November is expected to ultimately decide the status of abortion access in Michigan. Walmart expands health insurance coverage for employees seeking abortions if there's a health risk to the mother, rape or incest, ectopic pregnancy, miscarriage, or lack of fetal viability. No immediate reply for a request for comment on whether the revised policy will cover elective abortions as well. Atlanta police arrest a man for spray-painting swastikas on a rainbow crosswalk this past Wednesday and on the Federal Reserve Bank building later in the week. Police say security cameras at both locations recorded images of the man. This is AP News. A key gas pipeline from Russia to Europe will undergo maintenance later this month. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom says a key pipeline conveying natural gas to Europe will shut down for 3 days at the end of this month to undergo routine maintenance. Gazprom says the only operational turbine at a key compressor station along the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which links Western Russia and Germany, will shut down from August 31st to September 2nd. Gazprom says that once work is completed, the flow of gas through Nord Stream 1 will resume at its prior level, which is just 20% of the pipeline's capacity. Germany has called previous gas reductions a political move by the Kremlin to sow uncertainty and push up prices amid the conflict in Ukraine.
A Louisiana State Bond Commission votes again to withhold approval of a future $39 million line of credit for a New Orleans area power plant project because city leaders oppose enforcing the state's abortion ban. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.